world where talk radio has become repetitive and boring, a few guys from outside the nation's capital take it upon themselves to save podcasting. And now, the Matt and JB Show.
I'm here for the gangbang. The window of opportunity to drink and do drugs and take advantage of young girls is getting smaller by the day.
Thanks, Lou. If I'm not me, who the hell am I?
Oh, checking the specs on the end line for the rotary girder. I'm retarded.
Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Yeah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bold.
All right, Matt and JB Show. Matt, I believe Jason actually decided to show up this week. Hold on. It'd probably work better if I unmuted you guys. There's JB.
What's up?
Charts as usual.
Yep.
Kyle, what's happening?
Hello.
Matt Cones, what's up? And all the way from California, Mike Bradshaw, the one, the only.
That's right. The you better watch out for these elbows when I come through.
The best dunker in Arcola history.
That's right. Getting shot in the leg while you're trying to dunk.
Yeah, was there anything funner than our Arcola games?
No, Arcola was pretty wild.
Cones, that was full court, 9-foot rims. Bunch of white boys playing full court and throwing it down.
Yeah, but the best part was it was on the diagonal just so we could get to the low rims of the fence.
Diagonal court. You know,
white
they
boy engineering.
They actually put in full court
right
adjustable,
there to make sure we
could all dunk. Adjustable rims. So that, oh my God, I'm getting people texting me saying, send me the invite. I want to come on. Oh, look at that. Hey.
Cast the couch.
Cast the couch.
I can't. You can't hear you. Melissa, there's no audio. This is going so well so far.
Yes,
that's right.
Turn your microphone. Now try it.
Something squeaking.
Oh, it's my shoe. Sorry. I'm checking my kids. They're just playing in the street. They think coronavirus means that they can just play in the street all of a sudden all they want to. Now it's like the apocalypse or something.
So what's it like in California out there for the coronavirus?
Yeah, how bad is it out there, Mike?
I mean, it's no different, I don't think. I mean, we just shut down at one of the earliest ones to shut down. So that's really been the only thing. We've been doing it a lot for a long time. I mean, it's been about, I think, a month we've been officially kind of under the stay-at-home order. But, I mean, I don't know. It's not, you know, it's not that bad in general. I mean, we've been pretty good about it. I mean, there's food, there's toilet paper, there's paper towels, right? I mean, it's all the stuff you know. So it's not that bad. It's,
comes
you know, it's
Florida.
Getting old, though. They've closed our kids' schools for the year and everything, too. So that's kind of the hardest part, trying to get something done, you know, work all day here at the house with the kids running around in the background, so.
What about your work? Yeah, are you sent home?
Yeah, so we can pretty much work from home anyway. I mean, you know, consulting, obviously you want to, you know, be on client locations and whatnot. But, I mean, nobody's, you know, has their offices open. So doing the best we can remotely and whatnot. But, yeah, I mean, Dina's working from home too. So we basically sit at opposite ends of the dining room table staring at each other all day with our laptops working. So, yeah.
And the kids are running around.
Yeah, trading who gets the bedroom to make a conference call in private, right? I mean, it's been tough. I mean, our house isn't very big, so that's probably been the biggest challenge. But
Well, you know where I work.
How about you guys? You guys have been under it for a while. It's actually supposedly starting to get a little bit worse kind of in the DMV these days. Is it getting worse?
Yeah, it's getting a little worse.
Yeah, the amount of cases, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So your AIDS monkeys haven't sorted it out yet, Jason? Or what?
No. They're trying some new stuff. Oh, wait a minute. Is that Melissa?
Yeah. Yeah. Looking good.
Looking good.
Oh, no, look at this.
Shut up. I look like shit. I know. I wasn't expecting to see you guys.
Yes, you were. I sent you the thing of who was on, and you're like, send me a link.
Didn't have time to go flatten my hair. Nice picture, Jason.
I'm not getting. Wait. Look at that stud.
Rachel, your mic is muted, Rachel.
Come on.
Oh, she knows. Okay, she's just watching and listening. Gotcha.
Oh, Rachel!
So,
how come we're not getting... Hey, Jason.
There's Dina.
I don't see it. Is anybody else getting a picture of Melissa? Hey. I'm not getting a picture.
Yes, white.
Oh, there we go.
Hi!
It's coming through my headphones, so you just guys get the mouth to each other. No one gets to hear what's being said.
Hi, Patasaw.
Hey, what's up?
Good to see you.
Just living the dream in lockdown, you know.
Is anybody else getting a picture of Melissa? Because I'm not getting a picture.
No, I'm getting a like phone picture.
Yeah,
me too.
I see her, but
I can't take my eyes off of Jason's cutout.
I know.
Like Bailey, look at that guy. Just to look just at that talk guy the whole time, just so I can that, see that on my that screen.
Guy. Look at that guy. That's a 19-year-old.
Look at that handsome man.
That's a good-looking man.
I know.
Where'd he go? What happened to him?
I have no idea where he went.
Jason, you should put that. You should call that picture. You should call that picture the peak, because that is definitely where you peaked. Yeah. So, right. For everybody who's listening, we are recording the podcast. Jason, as his background picture, is a 19-year-old picture of him when he was in the Air Force.
Yes,
and probably the best shape of his life, and yeah, probably, the peak. Yep.
And he's Matt, I like your background of Joe Exotic. That yeah, is some
it
okay
is.
Our country
she
was never safer.
Bachelorette on, and she can't even talk. This is some bullshit right here.
Oh, that's right, Rachel. Many years ago was when we did the Bachelorette. She went out on a several days.
The original Bachelorette is on here.
I bet she does not want to talk about that, probably, though.
No.
There she is. There she is.
I had the ability to talk. I just wanted
I can see a picture finally.
I see you. Isn't she gorgeous? Look at her.
Gorgeous.
See, Jason, Rachel knows to turn off the light in her ceiling fan before coming on, unlike you.
What are you talking about?
The background's okay.
I know.
The background's good.
How do you guys do the background?
You do the virtual backgrounds and the settings.
I have a picture of Scarlett.
Nice.
Kyle, you win the background challenge. That's phenomenal.
I don't know how to do that at all.
For you guys who don't know, that is Kyle's old house in Sterling behind him.
We used to sleep up on the roof.
Yeah.
So hang on, Kyle. I need to fact check the last episode I heard here. You said that you've never lived in a house that wasn't attached. That house in Sterling was attached.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. There's another house right next door. We made the old black lady that lived there move out with all the parties.
That lady hated spring break because every spring break, Kyle's parents would go to the beach and it'd be party central for a week straight.
And I remember one year when we had the blizzard, 93.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the blizzard 93. We just would crank it up. And I remember she came over and I said, cops aren't coming this time.
Call you want. Yep. They're not coming.
She moved a month later.
Was that the party when we used the Dominizer, your mom's ab thing as a
sled?
We used
the Dominizer. When my parents came home from the beach, I ran over to Jason's house and hid. They knew right away when they came home. They found Drambuie slushies in the freezer.
Yep.
Slushies.
Well, I remember your mom and dad started doing the they had a liquor cabinet. They had a, you know, like a liquor cabinet, yes. And they started putting rubber bands around the bottles, which was dumb to where the level of the liquor was. But then we know we would just move the rubber band,
the rubber band,
or we would fill it with water to the line of the rubber band. We drink everything. I think the last thing left that we didn't drink there was the cream de menthe, and that got drank too.
The cream de menthe got drank.
Yeah, I think it all got drank eventually. Those were the
Me and Rachel are gonna jump off, but I just want to say, Patashaw, you age beautifully.
Oh, no, this is just a cutout. This is a cutout from when I was 18.
You are absolutely stunning. I miss you so much.
That's great.
Wow. I miss you guys.
We know.
Bye, chickadee. See you later.
Bye, guys. Thanks for jumping on.
See ya.
Oh, well, my God.
We know what Melissa's going to be thinking about later tonight.
Yeah. It ain't going to be me. How about this? How about today? So today, you know, since I'm still working and the kids are always home, Scarlett was downstairs on her iPad. She plays with her cousin on the iPad all day. And the baby was taking a nap. And it was just the two of us. And I was like, hey, I'm jumping the shower. You want to, you know, we got some time. You want to jump in too? And she said, no, I'm going to watch an episode of Housewives.
You got beat out by
an
episode.
If you're wondering, how good the quarantine is going over
that
here,
that has been DVR'd. She can watch anytime she wants to.
Yeah,
it is. I was like, yeah, you could do that, and no dice. But after she sees Patashaw, maybe
can,
I'll go upstairs.
Wait 2.5 minutes.
You might get something now that you see Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I'll send you a cardboard cutout.
Please do. God,
strap it on.
Life is great. I'll tell you, man. Oh boy. So yeah, this is pretty bizarre.
Yeah,
Mike, you know where I work, so you know that place can't go down. So I'm business as usual.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody's like, "Oh, yeah, I'm home." Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah. I mean, at Essential, it's kind of a bummer, right? I was just hoping we would get shut down so we didn't have to keep working, but that's just unfortunate.
Hey,
kick my feet up and, you know, just get day drunk, you know, for the next few days or whatever.
Day drunk. I was talking to your uncle. He was going to jump on soon, but he had to put the baby down. So he said he's going to try and jump on after they get the baby down. That was the person I said I didn't want to ruin it if he actually shows up.
You better get on here. Yeah. You better get on here.
Unky Wyatt.
That guy's got a kid, guys. Just
I know.
Can we? Can we let that soak in for a minute?
We all had to wait for Jason's daughter to turn 18 before he'd be finished.
Yeah. All right, who's I know, Cones, that you're just sitting there because we're just reminiscing, but I have a question for the old. Who's it scary that they have a son? Vipe, the jungle, or Wyatt?
I'd say the jungle, actually.
You think the jungle?
Yeah.
Because I know how I know what a demon Carrie was when he was 5 or 6.
No, I'm talking about when they got older and they became, you know, perverts.
Perverts.
When it became the Vipe. When it came
Vipo. Vipo.
Vipo.
Because, you know, the competing stories between those two creeps, you know, it's kind of scary. You know, for the guys, you know who's actually the scariest person I know of who has a son is Josh motherfucking Burns.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yes. Yes, Josh.
Oh, Jesus.
I sent him a request too. So I want to talk about that. So in a couple weeks, I do want to do the virtual apocalypse. And Big Brown and Burns, he said they're both going to come out of retirement and are up for doing it. So,
oh, that'd be nice.
Oh God,
when are we doing this?
Wild stories.
What did I say? 2 weeks from tonight, I think I said. Give everybody time to figure this shit out.
That works for me.
Since they retired, but, you know, no, Sorry.
They officially retired?
Yeah, they hung it up. They were going to rebrand and do something else. I don't know what. But
their
show
was so good, man. Yeah, I loved their show.
Those guys are nuts. But they were said that they would be in for doing a virtual Apodcalypse, so we'll probably try and get that together next couple of weeks. For any of you guys who have
the only option.
Yeah.
Coronavirus time. That's true.
Cuz some of the Apodcalypse podcasts are some of the funniest, craziest episodes we've had.
The Genie Rub,
that was one, yeah. There was the we did the one episode, and then we went out to One Loudon.
Oh my god!
And we
And Bert tried to walk. Matt tried to walk home
in the snow. Yeah.
After he turned into a turtle.
Yeah. Yes. After I knocked over a whole table of these girls were sitting around this table, and everybody was trying to go over and talk to them, and I went over and sat down. And
let's be honest, who was first?
Burnsy.
Yes.
Burnsy.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes.
And I put my arms down on the table and was like, "Hey ladies," and the whole table flipped over and all their drinks went flying.
That was so funny.
And then I just laid on the ground.
Matt laid on the ground like a turtle. He couldn't get up. He was like,
and then on top of that, I still was not the one to get us thrown out. Burnsy got us thrown out because he was drinking other people's drinks at the bar.
That's right. Yeah.
Was that the night that you and Melissa took a separate Uber home?
Yes.
And it took you like 20 minutes or 15 minutes to get home. It took her like 45 minutes.
No. It took us the same amount of time to get home, but mine cost $8 and hers cost like 37 because she got like she got like the Uber XL.
Oh man!
Took separate Ubers.
Was that the night that Matt tried to hide in the bush from the Uber driver?
No, he was
me.
Yeah.
All right, hold on real quick, Mike. You signing off?
I was trying to get him into the Uber.
That's right. He wouldn't get into the Uber.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Mike. You signing off? What are you doing?
And I had actually left early. We didn't close the. Well, we didn't get thrown out with everybody.
Hey guys, look. I want to cut in. Great talking to you guys. I got to run. Send me the invite now.
All right. You got it, dude. Thanks for coming on.
All right, guys. Take care, guys.
Love you.
Yeah.
In that way.
He just said, yeah. That was awesome. I miss Mike.
Yep.
So how many Apodcalypses did we do? Because we did the one at Burnsy's house or at Big Brown's house.
We did one at Big Brown's house.
We did four, right?
Dude, I think though
Hold on.
Are we counting Christmas parties?
Well, because that was the thing. They weren't at the Christmas party when we
did the
sex.
The Christmas parties are different from the Apodcalypse because the Christmas party was a Matt and JB thing. Or we always did the Christmas party. We did
two Apodcalypse.
Actually, the first Apodcalypse we did was between Big Brown and Burnsy and the tailgate.
Oh yeah,
with me, Turpin, and Halverson, and then Big Brown and Burnsy. That was the first one. And then it went to us.
Did you call it an Apodcalypse?
Yeah, that's I need to before somebody else
you
goes
to trademark that.
I need to trademark that phrase. Cuz I looked
at it. I don't think it's out there.
I don't think I searched it. The only thing that comes up is our stupid shit, so I should definitely trademark that shit.
Yeah, trademark that shit.
Well, then we did the one in the hotel room. That was when we went to what you call it?
One Loudon.
But what did we do?
We did one
bowling.
We've done. I think.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And Todd was pissed because he didn't bring his bowling ball.
Well,
yeah.
No, because he used to bowl all the damn time. Todd's a semi-professional.
Yeah. I know. And he didn't have. I don't have my ball.
And then
he was so pissed.
We did an Apodcalypse at my house in Leesburg, and then we went to Buffalo Wild Wings afterwards.
Now so Topgolf. That was just your birthday, right?
Maybe that was this.
We didn't end up doing Topgolf, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Because it was too cold
one time.
Wasn't it too cold? So we ended up bowling.
No, the Topgolf was for Matt's birthday. I don't think we did a podcast that
night. Right, but originally we were supposed to go to Topgolf and we went bowling instead. Yeah.
And then we ended up in One Loudon. I think that was all the same night.
Yeah, that was.
I think it was too. Yeah,
because that was the Apodcalypse where we got the big suite.
Yes.
And at, over at Dulles Town Center. And then, Burns was trying to buy a bottle of Jameson from the hotel bar, and it was like $85, and he wouldn't
pay. Hey, that's what I'm drinking tonight, Jameson.
Yeah, well, then he's got a joint because there's J-Mo in the house. But yeah, that's right. And then we went bowling, and then we went to One Loudon.
Yeah. I think there's four total. I think there's three with Matt and JB and then one with the tailgate. But every now and then I'll
do that. I was a part of,
you know what?
It was the one we did at somebody's house in the basement.
That was that Big Brown's house.
Yeah. That was the one that Papa Giorgio was at.
That was one of the best ones.
That was the one where Papa Giorgio tried to keep us professional and it didn't work.
Yeah.
We got a really good picture. It ended up talking about porn.
Every one of them is us just turned up talking about us talking about porn.
And Katie was talking about how she caught me jerking off in the bathtub.
Yes, laying down in the bathtub.
Damn right, dude.
What a weirdo. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. You know what, though?
He doesn't want to just sit in the bed. He doesn't stay in the shower. He lays down. And
only to jerk off.
Yes, only to jerk. Okay, that makes it better, I guess.
You don't want your knees to get weak, right?
No.
Yeah.
There you go.
I have a feeling that's going to be my life, so I might try it out.
Yeah, my life.
Housewives of New York is on. No, thanks. I'll pass. Hard pass.
Hard pass.
Ay, caramba. You know what I'll do? I'll find all of the Apocalypse episodes, and I'll put them up on that Chupacabra one up on. Have you guys looked for it?
I've got one on my hard drive.
Well, I've got them all, but I'm saying, have you guys looked? No, probably not. Look for
the new website?
No. Remember I told you guys I have the Chupacabra Radio is still up on iTunes and stuff. So if you subscribe to there's a bunch of old episodes. So what I'll do is I'll post all of the Apocalypse episodes on that. If anybody wants to go back and listen to them all, you know, if you have the time. Speaking of time,
my podcasts won't work because I don't pay for the cyber ears anymore.
I'm actually in the process of switching from Cyber Ears to another host, but
that's nerdy. Talk about that later.
Yeah, that's very nerdy.
Matt, what happened to your podcast? You guys were good.
Yeah, you had a good show.
I liked listening to your show.
Jay, I left it in too long.
but still,
I get it.
And then 9 months later, it's on.
You guys live together. Yep. And you have time.
All right, so you want to know the logistics of it?
Well, no, but the logistics.
Basically, like I said, we had a baby. My podcasting studio got moved to the fucking garage.
Been there.
Well, hey, Matt and I did it from the garage for a long time.
We did.
I don't have Matt's grandma coming in on me either.
We had grandpa coming in.
Grandma, hey, grandma was the star of that show. I don't want to hear you talking about grandma.
Just getting the lawnmower.
No, that was my dad. My dad was mowing the lawn. And
grandma was the one coming and asking Matt to make her a sandwich or something. Yes.
Oh, that's right. That's right. My 100-year-old grandma was, yes.
Yes.
I do remember
that's right.
She was only 93 then.
Yeah, she was.
We did that show from Matt's garage for what? A year and a half? 2 years?
I think it was like 3 years. Yeah. We lived there until we got this place.
I like that neighborhood, though. I'm sorry. I miss that neighborhood.
Yeah. I know.
I almost rented a house in the neighborhood. I think it was, I think it was Brimberry's old house.
You're gay.
I don't know. It's right over that area. I don't know. Remember if it was his house or not.
All roads lead to Jason Brimberry.
Yep.
Hey guys, guess what? I live across the Satan Woods now.
Yep. That's where I was. It was right across from Satan Woods.
What has Donnie got going on that he can't jump on tonight?
He never answered my text.
Mine either.
He's killing
stuff. I'm gonna text Josh.
Yeah, I sent him the link too. That would be great if he jumps on.
Somebody's
see what's going on with his life. So Easter's tomorrow. Everybody ready for Easter?
I ate my Cadbury eggs.
Oh yeah. Oh dude, so yeah, there's an ice cream place here in town. They have a Cadbury egg ice cream they're making.
Oh, really? Which has good as shit.
Yeah. So I might get some of that. Yeah, we were
fat guys.
We were having trouble getting a ham for tomorrow because we always do ham, and we're doing
a turkey.
Are you doing turkey?
Yeah, that's all we can do. We're having Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Melissa got up at 6 o'clock this morning and went and stood in line at Wegmans, and she got a ham.
So, oh, there you go.
Yeah, we got a nice big 7-pound ham for tomorrow.
Then we'll be doing the folks coming over, or just you guys?
No, we adhere to the CDC laws, Jason. So no, we're still we don't have relatives coming in from hot spots and staying with us for the weekend.
Oh yeah, like I got my daughter. I mean, the neighbors got to think we're crazy. I got my daughter and my nephew coming over every once in a while, and then her brother showed up for the weekend, and it's been.
Yeah, you guys aren't.
Other than not adhering. And we drive around and take pictures. Dude, we did get somebody that was bitching at her for leaving the house to go take pictures, even though we don't get anywhere close to anybody. We stand on the sidewalk.
Somebody said something. Wow.
Yeah, somebody said something. They're like, I'm a photographer, and I am not going to. You know, the rules are you're not supposed to leave your house, so you shouldn't be doing this.
Oh, you got like a professional photographer.
Yeah, somebody. Well, Brooke's actually a professional photographer, but another professional photographer said that that we shouldn't be doing this. But we're not. Yeah, that's what I said. I said, don't worry about it. Don't even answer. But a whole bunch of people on the site, they were answering. You know, they were messaging back saying that she doesn't even get close, and she gets out of the car, takes the pictures, and leaves. Not even close to it. So,
and leaves an AIDS monkey behind.
Yeah, that would be me. Yeah.
I actually went outside tonight before the show, and my neighbor was basically having a driveway party, and nice. I counted 12 people. At least 12 people.
Yeah,
and I feel like a Boy Scout, but I'm like, fuck.
But if everybody's not if out of that 12 people nobody's leaving and going anywhere, what's it matter?
If they're
leaving and going and getting, you know, and like going to work and coming back, like I'm going to work and coming back, so I wouldn't want people to come in here. But if you're not leaving, if you're just staying at home and you've been at home for at least 2 weeks, all of you, then what's the difference?
Here's the thing is I think if you're going over and having a party on a driveway with somebody, you're probably not adhering to a lot of the laws in the first place. So you're probably a higher possibility of you getting infected, and then you're going and doing this and possibly infecting the other.
You only get a better chance of getting infected if people are not if those people that are at the party have not been quarantined last 2 weeks, three weeks.
Do you know that if you've got four or five different neighbors over there? Do you know?
Well, you'd have to make sure. Like, you know, you haven't. Well, you go to work and back, yeah. So you shouldn't go over there.
No, I'm
right.
We would
it
see
makes
my
sense for you not to.
Yeah, we see my parents like 3 times a week. We haven't seen them for a month because I cut off all. Yeah. We don't see anybody.
Kind of refreshing, isn't
right?
It?
Like my parents were supposed to come up this weekend for Easter, but of course that's not going to happen.
No, my parents are cool. We miss my parents.
I wouldn't be anywhere close. I wouldn't even be anywhere close to my parents right now.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah, I wouldn't chance it. It would kill me if I found out that I had it and I had infected like my parents.
Right. That's why I'm saying that's why I don't want
That's
do
why
it.
I don't.
Skyla talked about coming up this weekend after she's been down there at college hanging out with her friends. And I was like, nope, not a good idea. Just stay there. You're not coming up for two days.
Yeah, no, my dad has some rare disease and his immune system is compromised and all that shit. So we told him, we're like, dude, just wait it out, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I know a guy who waited out. I know a guy who's got the sugars, and he's still going.
The sugars.
And he still has to go to work.
Going to work.
Yeah.
Still going to work every day.
Yep.
with his Corona hair. Look at that. The fro is coming in.
Yep. Daughter goes to daycare still.
Really?
Really?
Yep.
Oh, they shut down all the dates.
Because you're essential?
It's Florida. It's Florida.
Wow, it is, I guess. That's crazy.
Because it's essential, or is the whole daycare open?
The daycare is open. They're doing like less than nine kids per class at the maximum.
Yeah, wow. But I mean, is it only essential people, or is it?
It's for long as they check their temperatures and everything before they go in. And
really?
Once you get that temperature, then you get the boot.
Damn.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Our daycare is shut down.
They're keeping it open. It's Florida, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're late to the party on everything.
Yeah, sounds like it. Wow. Well, good luck, Kyle.
Kyle, you need to grow that shit out, man. You got it. Grow it.
Yeah, Kyle, you need to do it so you could do that thing we used to do where you'd pull your bangs down over your face.
Yes, pull my bangs back down again. Sweet.
Yes. Grow it out, Kyle.
You remember that, Jason? I think that was when Kyle had that little one bedroom apartment out University Heights.
Yep.
And you were dating that Asian girl who danced like this.
Dude, I don't remember the Asian girl. I remember.
Do you remember
girl
that, Kyle? Was
yeah, who was I the remember
other
that girl?
Yeah.
Who was the other girl you were dating there, Kyle?
University Heights? I don't remember. I remember that place was little. I remember you and your tiring. Brother came up one time after one of your grandparents passed.
Yep.
You crashed with me.
Yep. You were living there when I hadn't left yet, right?
Yeah, I lived there. Well, you were in North Carolina at some point.
Yeah, but before that, you had already moved up there. Or were you at Jim? You lived with Jim for a while. I lived with Jimmy.
Good old Gable Square.
Yeah, Gable Square. Oh, yep. There were some incidents there, man. Jim,
yeah, of course there was.
Jim
bringing everybody over in the middle of the night every night.
Yeah, and you had that ledge of your stairs with all the liquor bottles. Kyle got mad that we were making so much noise and threw a bottle and shattered them all one night.
Knocked and everyone's like, "Oh, collection.
I guess it's time to go."
Jim would be bringing like old men over to do drugs all the time.
What old men?
He'd bring over this guy that was probably in his 50s to smoke weed with from work.
Who? What? From work? What the fuck? Seriously?
He'd bring over this old man, and he'd be like, "Hey, Kyle, this is Steve from work. We're gonna rip a few bong hits. You want in?
Where
was that? The Automata days?
Where did he work?
Yes, Automata. That
Automata.
Was it.
What is Automata?
They made circuit boards.
Oh yes, that's right. I remember that.
Who's beeping?
I forgot all about that.
It's my microwave beeping.
Oh. Got some hot pockets in the microwave.
I remember
garlic bread.
I remember Jim telling me about that job.
Do you remember telling you about that guy that used to come over? That's where he
met the girl he was dating, right at Automata.
I remember he met another black girl. I remember, and he says, "Kyle, I'm gonna bring you home. Just do it,
Jason. You won't text Jim right now the link."
I will. Yeah, hell
Jimmy
yeah.
Getting on. Jimmy Sterling.
Dude, Jimmy Sterling showed up. That'd be fucking amazing.
You don't have his. You have his number.
Give
him the link.
But he doesn't.
How do I do it? Just take your link and send it to him.
Yeah
just share it.
Yeah. Just share it.
Hold on. All right.
Yeah. Jim never listens. Answers my text. He answers Jason's.
Does he really?
Yeah. Well, for a while though.
Did they play basketball?
No. Jim and Jason were both single at one point, so Jim would want Jason to be a wingman.
Okay.
So he would text Jason and be like, "Hey, what are you doing? Let's go holler at the ladies."
Yep.
That's what. No.
Were you there when Jim took all his fish out of the fish tank and killed them?
No. Why did he do that?
he just took them out one day because I'm sick of them. Just put them out in the patio to die.
I'm sick of my fish. I'm gonna kill them. Man,
yeah, but he was so excited when we moved that place and he got his giant aquarium.
I remember that thing. Who had the place over in Providence Village? What was the one over? Jim lived there.
Jim lived. It wasn't Providence Village, but it was over that way. He lived there. I remember.
It's off Sterling Boulevard.
Yeah. He lived over there. I remember he lived over there.
Did he have, was that place by himself, or did he have, I think he had a girlfriend.
He was by himself, and then he had that girl that had a child move in with him, I think.
Yeah. Do you remember the one thing I remember about that place? was that we were all over there one night. There was probably like five or six of us, right? And we were just sitting there and drinking some beers, and we were watching Saturday Night Live.
Right.
And it was Alec Baldwin was hosting, and we were sitting there and
It was sweaty balls.
It was live. It was the first time this episode was on. I'd look that episode up and see what that date was. And I remember because everybody was just sitting there and just not saying a word. And all of a sudden he said, ladies can't resist my sweaty balls. And we all just fucking busted out laughing. Because it was, that was at the time, it was pretty risque for TV. And you didn't see it coming.
I remember going over there after one night of playing Shut the Box.
All right. I just sent it to him. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
I didn't tell him we were doing a show. I just said, hey, what's up, man? We're hanging out.
Come join.
Come join. Yep. Let's see what he says. Let's see what he does.
He's probably saying, what the fuck is Zoom?
Mm-hmm. He knows what Zoom is.
Yep.
But, maybe show up. He may show up. That was also going back to the episode. Last episode, a week before, one of those, when we were going to the strip clubs, that was Jim's birthday. He had the panties on his head, and we took him back to the house, and he had to throw the panties in the bush in the front yard.
Let's get ready and eat some breakfast. That's all I remember about that.
I remember that. And I just remember having to go straight to work after breakfast.
Yeah. That was a Leesburg IHOP.
That was. We stopped there.
Yeah, it was
there.
Leesburg IHOP.
Yeah.
The old.
You guys got to sleep. I went straight to work.
That's when you were
with living. Glitter and dye all over me.
That's when you were living in that's when you were living in that apartment, right?
Yeah, I was living in that apartment then, because I think we pre-partied at my apartment then, I remember.
Hey, just a FYI, mm-hmm. during the coronavirus, the Paper Moon is closed.
Oh, man.
The Paper Moon.
Found that out the other day.
Okay, well, that can roll into one of the few topics I actually had for tonight.
Oh, we have some
topics? I do have some topics. Topics.
Right. We have some structure.
All right, what's the topic?
I don't want to seem like I'm stealing topics from Big O and Dukes, but because they had talked about this too, but I had noticed something as well. It's like, does everybody have an Instagram?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, you don't have an Instagram?
I don't think, no.
You ain't on the gram?
I have one. I'm never on it though, but I have one.
So Instagram is famous for having these, a bunch of hot girls that have, they're, influencers. They have. Right. So apparently.
Hold on. Time out. I don't want to interrupt this.
Okay.
But Josh Burns just texted me back.
Okay.
I said, join Matt Zoom. It's fun as hell and we miss you. He says, man, I would love to, but I'm down with possible Rona.
Oh, yes. No.
He said, I've been quarantined away from family for a week and have tested Monday morning. I'm kind of out of it.
Fucking oh, Rona. That's a bombshell.
If anybody was going to get Rona, it would be freaking Josh Burns.
I hope to God that he's okay.
That dude has avoided so many STDs and all kinds of shit.
No, I don't think he's avoided them. I think if anybody's going to kick Rona's ass, it's going to be him.
Yeah.
I guarantee he's got an immune system like a fucking bull, man.
Oh, yes.
Well, hopefully.
Right, I'm sorry to interrupt your time.
No, it's good. That was a good
show.
A
couple shots of Jameson, and that Rona will be gone.
Yeah. Oh, I bet you he's trying to kill it with some J-Mo. But, yep. Josh, if you're listening, get well soon. Hopefully, you'll be back.
Yeah, I hope you're doing better, man.
14 days, that's the period. So, hopefully, 14 days, we'll be doing the apocalypse, and you'll be back, and you could fill us in on the Rona. So.
Hey, Jim said, hey there, I'm just watching a movie with the family.
Do you call him gay?
Hey there, just watched.
Yeah, you wanted to say the F word.
Just watching the movie with the family. I hope you guys are doing well.
I know. I almost got this show canceled. Going back to
who's gonna cancel it?
Nobody. I don't, yeah, nobody's exactly. listening. Yeah, Pattishaw is not gonna cancel it because he's the only one listening. Okay, back to the Instagram thing. So these influencers. Apparently, and all these girls are sitting, girls like in their 20s who are like single or are all quarantined by themselves. And, to make a side hustle, a little side cash, they are going and open up these OnlyFans sites.
Oh, yeah.
And
so what is this? So this is like,
you can be, you have to pay? Freaky.
Do you have to pay or?
Yeah, yeah. So you go free? And like, no, no, it's not. So, but a lot of them are very reasonable, Jason. Like $10 a month. $10 a month and you can see these girls and they just, you know, pose naked or whatever. But
I
like,
believe there's different tiers. Too. Yeah. Like some girls have like different tiers where it's like $10, you get the lingerie. Mm-hmm. You know, $20, you'll get them naked.
Yeah.
$50.
$50, you see them. You see them. See them gape.
Yeah. I was going to say, you get the damn gynecologist. The
yeah. You see her insides. So apparently, a lot of girls are doing this now to make a little money while they're home and not working. So actually, I noticed there was a girl that I, you know, is just some influencer on.
I thought you was some girl you knew.
Yeah, some girl in there. It's Melissa.
Well, I mean, she is looking sexy these days, Matt.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
Just fucking with you guys. She's thinking about Patishaw, apparently.
Yeah, I know. But
just put a white wig on tonight, Matt.
Yeah, I know.
There you go.
Put a white wig on.
A white wig.
But there was it. So there's like this influencer girl that I follow, and she had posted something about having a Snapchat. I was like, ah, she's hot. I'll check out. And then I noticed in that it said I just opened up an OnlyFans. So I was like, oh, let me look at this. And so apparently this girl, who is a mom, like a divorcee, she, to make some extra money now, she'd opened up an OnlyFans page and is doing, you know, full naked stuff.
Nice.
So, like, the number, and apparently, because they talked about it on Big O
and
Dukes.
And you are supporting her, supporting this mom?
No, I don't pay for anything.
You're raising her children?
No. No.
Break out the credit card, man.
Nope. Negative.
Break it out. Share it with us.
I'm not. There's no way I'm paying for shit.
No, I'm not paying for it either.
Out there.
Yeah,
too much,
it's
out
too much
there
for free.
Free.
Yeah. Too much for free. But I was like, oh my. So like, apparently a lot of girls are doing that, and this is her right here.
Oh, she's
the fuck. That was. I just opened up. Instagram. It was Jason's fiance.
Oh shit! Was it really?
I couldn't see fucking nothing.
All we saw was a white flash.
Yeah,
it's a white
because
flash.
Of the the thing.
All I saw was like brown hair.
I got a question, Matt. Since you're home by yourself, mm-hmm. right? Or no, you're home with the kids and your wife.
Mm-hmm.
How hard is it to find some alone time? If you know what I mean.
Oh, well, I just talked about that. That was the whole thing with the.
You didn't talk about it. You didn't say that. I mean, like
I said,
you still find time?
No, I
he asked her to get in the shower, and she said no. I'm
well,
going
no, no, no.
Desperate
housewife. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about alone time with yourself.
None. I get none. All? None at all.
That's why you gotta lay down in the shower.
Yeah.
You gotta lay down.
Jesus. So
that's
so
why
are you, guys are trying to help you out here.
Yeah.
Are you in the shower, or you got to find a little bit of time? Just
no,
nothing?
I have no time.
No time. Oh, it sucks.
She lets Scarlett stay up to like 10 o'clock at night. I'm going to bed at 9:30, 10 because I got to wake up at 4:30, and then so no, there are kids. There's Scarlett, and then Melissa goes to bed at 9. Scarlett stays up later than anybody. She's almost 8 years old.
Yeah. See, I give my wife the old, hey, give me 5 minutes before you come to bed.
And does she say, hey,
oh,
I
so
can't
you tell her you're
housewives of
and,
oh yeah.
So she knows you're going in there to,
oh, yeah.
to take care of business.
Yeah, she knows.
Huh.
No, I don't have not done that.
I have to find my own time.
I will tell you this, and this is the God's honest truth. As I lay my hand on my iPad.
Okay.
Is your Bible?
Yeah, because I don't believe in God. That's what I pray to, the gods of technology. I have not done that in probably a month and a half.
Oh,
wow.
Since before this whole thing started.
Are you feeling okay?
No, I'm porn. Fucking no.
There's coronavirus porn. You got to check it out. It's on porn. Yes.
I heard that from Bigelow and Dukes.
I've seen the coronavirus porn.
Is everybody wearing masks?
It's people wearing masks. Yes.
It's people wearing masks. And there was one. The one that I saw was this chick with a really big ass, and they were like banging in an abandoned building. And they took like a can of spray paint and wrote coronavirus on the wall as they were banging. So,
can you guys see this?
That's not safe.
No, all I see is the
Let me see.
Coronavirus porn is not safe.
Well, I mean.
Okay.
I wonder if
you see it's that got
a family? Help.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah, that's the one that has the OnlyFans.
How close have you been to subscribing?
How close? Well,
yes.
Every day I'm getting closer.
Every day you get closer. You've got to be like,
yeah.
No,
look at her.
Do it yet.
She's like mom of the year on Instagram.
Uh huh.
Bernsie just sent me a movie. I don't know what this is.
Who did?
Bernsie.
You know what it is, probably.
Oh, there she's doing a little trick. A little flip the thing over on her ass. Like a candle or something on her back. Whoop.
Hey, Bernsie sent a photo.
Mob of the year.
He sent me a photo. He's taking shots at Jameson.
Nice.
Is he really?
Is that what that thing is? Yes, it is.
Here, see if you can play the video.
There you go. Yes. Love it.
So was he fucking around about the corona thing?
No, he's fighting it with whiskey.
I'm not much of a voice, and this cough is killing me, but cheers.
Hold on. Here we go. Okay, here. Hold on.
Cheers, you motherfuckers. Have fun.
Cheers,
on
you mother.
I don't have much of a voice, and this cough is killing me, but cheers.
Yeah, I love it.
I love that dude. He is so fucking funny.
Yeah, he is. He's the best. Man.
Oh. Yeah, but
I need another drink. This
OnlyFans thing because you wanted our advice on whether or not to pay for it, right?
No,
I'm not.
Oh, dude, he's Matt is really close to paying.
Jason, he's got the credit card number in.
Uh-huh.
Got the expiration date in. He just has not put that CVV in.
No, he's waiting. He's waiting.
Oh,
he's
but like, it accidentally like filled. I guess
it's only been a month and a half. I could wait a little bit longer.
But anybody wants to know, it's Gangsta Barbie Mom 04 is the girl.
If anybody wants to know, Gangsta Barbie Mom.
And just know she has an OnlyFans page.
And do it on your way to work. And pull off your own sock.
Oh, yeah. I can't do that, man. I've thought about it and been like, no, can't.
Nah, it's too early in the morning at that point. Maybe on the way home.
Wasn't it one of the basketball players that's no longer with us got in a car accident doing that, like Eddie Griffin or something like that?
Was it Eddie Griffin? Car? Yeah, and he got hit by a fucking.
How did he
got hit by like a fucking.
What he was doing.
A train.
When they got him. His pants were around his ankles.
Yeah, I think so, man.
It's like in the 90s. Yeah, he got caught.
He doesn't fall on some hard times, man.
Yeah, he got killed like a train crash.
Yeah, train crash. Jerking off in his car.
And he parked on some train tracks. Yeah.
I would never park on train tracks to masturbate. I'm smarter than that.
Matt, you need to find some time, man, or you're going to go crazy.
All right, but hey, I want to ask. So, Jay, what is your situation now? Are you living with your fiance, wife?
Yes. Okay, so and his brother. And they always have people there.
How do I find time?
You found the time?
Yeah, I just take longer shits than normal.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's... Dude.
That counts. I'm in the freaking bathroom.
No, that's how
you... I can watch the porn. Whatever, shower, whatever I gotta do.
That's how you get turned on by fucking Blumpkins and shit. Then jerking off while you poop.
No. I'm
you fucking sicko.
I'm taking a shit. Oh. I'm not actually taking a shit.
But don't you ever worry that you know at your advanced age that you go in there and do that, and then after you come out, she's like, hey, nobody's home. Why don't we get a session in? And you're like, I'm gonna need another three or four hours.
I thought you were gonna go a completely different direction.
I thought you were talking about breaking the toilet. Cold.
He was gonna like fall off the bowl.
No, that if you
fucking shower,
if you whack it, and then all of a sudden she's like wants to do it, she's and you're like,
yeah, that's true. I have thought about that, but it hasn't happened yet.
Okay. Dude, you gotta.
I've been okay.
You gotta get one of one of the jungle's extends pills. Just keep it there. Keep it there for an emergency.
Extends.
That's you remember that motherfucker?
Yeah.
Do you remember that guy? That guy was taking all those pills from the 7-Eleven.
Yes, he was taking the ones you weren't supposed to take.
Yeah, like the rhinos and all that.
Yes. He was like, "Oh, those things." He was like, "Those things are fucking awesome."
That was funny though, because like literally they left. And in the bathroom trash can was one of the packages.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was that night.
Did you take that? And he goes, no, I got it right here. He was like, whoa, fucking jungle took
it. The jungle took it and carried his gilf. Grandma, I'd like to fuck doll.
Had a good time that night.
He carried that thing through the lobby of the hotel.
Whenever I lived with B, and remember Crutch? I told you guys about Crutch.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Crutch.
You remember Crutch, Kyle? Jason Crutch lived with the old black guy when he worked at NIH.
Oh, okay.
And he had Crutch.
Crutch gave me some pills, some black pills that he get from some gas station or something. And some.
Wait, hold on. Are they actually
they were black pills.
Okay.
And they're actually black.
Yeah, they're like charcoal pills.
Yes, they're black pills. And he said the Asian store. Anyway, so he gave me these pills, and I used them, and sure enough, them motherfuckers work. But I don't know what they were, but those things work.
You haven't started like growing a tail or anything, have you?
No, that was a long time ago.
Okay, just making sure.
But, wow, whatever happened to Crutch?
I don't. Oh, his wife passed away. I know that. I heard that.
Hold up.
Yes, he was with some other woman.
Yeah, he was. Wasn't he parking his van up there?
He had a van. Yes, he has a bag and some woman that worked at NIH. Actually.
In a van.
Yes, in his van.
He had a wife
that lived in North Carolina, and I guess she passed away. I don't know what happened. I haven't heard anything else, but
so
that was the last I heard of Crutch. But he still hangs out up there with B.
Is B still work with you?
Thumbs up. No. The guy's like 72 years old.
Oh, does he retire?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we still have some old dudes that work with me, man. Yeah, tell those guys, dude, you gotta go fuck home, man.
Yep. Yeah. You guys are taking a job from somebody else.
Shit, I got a guy that works for me that's 72 years old and will not retire.
We got one like that. Dude, I got a guy 72 years old at work, and I was doing these basically they call these rounds. Like I was going around checking the stuff, and he was in one of the penthouses, but the penthouse is this like HVAC, big HVAC equipment, right? And he was up there, and he had like this thing hooked up to his hand. He's like, "Oh, I gotta check my oxygen, my blood oxygen." I was like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "I'm supposed to be on an oxygen tank, but if I bring that thing in there, they're gonna make me retire. So I don't do it at work." Dude, you need to retire, man.
And see, these are the dudes that you're gonna find dead.
I know. I was like, that's what I said. I said, "This dude, we're gonna find him up here dead one day. He's gonna keel over.
Be dead on the, you know, he's gonna." He's gonna pull a Macho Man and have a heart attack driving down the highway and slam into a tree.
Well, yeah, down here in I-75.
Yeah, right down there in beautiful Florida.
Believe it or not, he was actually one of the guys that got sent home permanently until this whole thing's over.
Well, yeah, I would hope so. He's got a banged up immune system.
Oh yeah, we sent all the old guys home first.
So does that mean you're home? It was there, dude.
I am home. Yes, but I gotta go back.
I sit in a room with three other guys, and we all sit in a corner
and stare at each other.
They play Cookie.
No,
Cracker or whatever it's called.
No, nobody. Cracker. No, it's crazy. We all sit in our own corner, and nobody says anything all day long. Basically,
really.
Yep. And one guy just watches fucking this on Facebook all day and Amazon, because they've blocked a lot of the sites, right? Like YouTube's right. blocked, Netflix is blocked.
So you would think they would unblock it during these times.
No, they just blocked YouTube too.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah, we're not happy about that. So, and then I don't know why, but the internet's so fucking slow that I can't even, like, Hulu I can still get on, but our internet's so bad that it's just so choppy you can't even watch anything. So I just stare at like Facebook and read the news, and that's basically 8 hours of my day. So if I message you from Facebook Messenger during the day, during the week, I'm just bored at work.
Jason's making pallets and coffee tables at 7 o'clock over there.
No, not lately, but I will.
Not lately?
No, I will.
Yep. When did you decide to become a master carpenter?
Hey, man, I love that shit. I love working with wood, man.
All right, so we're about an hour on the show. Here's what I want to do. I want to post the link to this on my Facebook and say Zoom party and just see who shows up.
All right, let's do it. Fuck it.
All right, do it. Right. Yep, let's see what happens. Zoom party.
Should I do it on my Facebook or the Matt and JB Facebook?
Yours.
Okay.
Yours. Yes, definitely yours.
Hopefully your grandma chimes in.
If you do it on Matt and JB, nobody will get on. But if you do it on yours, we'll get some people on.
Maybe. Dude, I talked to Todd. He's back. He could join us 1 week, too. We'll have to get him for the apocalypse.
All right, hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Toddy can come on. Send invitation. Copy to clipboard. Here we go. Here we go.
All right, what do you think?
All right, let's see what happens. All right, who's going first? Who first?
I'm thinking nobody.
I'm thinking nobody too. I told Melissa, I was like, that's what I want to do. Because I was watching. I don't know if we talked about this on the show or not. I think it was before the show. Katie Nolan from ESPN was having like a Zoom get together with some of her friends who are like ESPN reporters, and she said, "All right, everybody." Put out the link to this on your thing, and let's see who can get the most famous person in here.
Who do you think the most famous person that listened to your show ever?
Oh,
the most famous person that listened to our show?
Yeah,
I know who it is.
And you guys,
I do. I know who it is too.
I know
Buzz Burbank.
No, Buzz has never listened, but Matt might know this one.
No, Buzz did because he gave you. He gave us critique. He critiqued our show. Remember, you asked him to help us out.
Oh, that's right. He did. Yeah. All right. So maybe this is Buzz Burbank. But Othello Bushareb is probably the most famous person. If you listen to Big O and Dukes or the
who's more famous, him or Buzz?
Buzz.
Sorry.
Listen to our show. Buzz listened to our show and told us what we needed to do.
But Othello.
What did he tell you?
But did you listen? That's
we needed more. We weren't enthusiastic enough.
Yeah,
we were too.
It blows my mind that it blows my mind that Jason knows that still. But Othello still listens, not to this day. I think he tells me I still listen. He's like, good show.
Every time Matt comes on there with that casting couch behind us, that is great.
Step into my office real quick. So we got a job. It requires you to get naked, but I got to test you out first.
We're going to the shower where I lay down.
Shower where I lay down.
Nah, we both can't fit in the shower. All right, still waiting.
Right, hold on.
Might as well just keep up.
Uh oh.
Wait. Uh
oh. Your wife is joining us again. Back.
Melissa, there she is.
The San Francisco
treat.
So what's up? Have you caught up yourself on all of the episodes of Real Housewives?
I have not. I was just talking with Real Housewives of Silver Spring, Rachel.
All right. So here's what we did, Melissa. I just sent out the link saying, hey, Zoom party. We're recording a podcast. Stop by and say hi.
Ooh, I love it.
See if anybody actually shows up.
Melissa. I did. Melissa Hold on. Yes.
I'm going to go back to.
Jason's still rocking his poster.
Jason is still rocking. Kyle, you age beautifully too, honey.
I'm old.
You hey. Are beautiful.
Look at that. Look at that look hair. That. Look at that hair, Melissa. Look at that hair.
That hair
look
is
at that
impressive.
Hair.
Yes.
Come. Big
white man fro.
Hey, oh, my God. What's up, baby?
There's no chance that Melissa knows what my background is.
No.
Your background, I don't know, but I missed you, and I can't wait to see you guys again.
I know, right?
Yes. How are you?
I'm good. Just chilling. Sitting in the garage.
Sitting right. in the garage.
You need to put a gilf on your casting couch.
A gilf.
A gilf. Matt, I love your background. It is the best.
Did you see the shirt that I gave Katie?
Yeah, that was awesome. He gave her a tiger.
That's awesome.
All right. Link is up. Kyle, your wife already gave it a like. So now we just sit back and shoot the shit and see if anybody shows up. Which I like Cones' prediction that nobody's going to show up.
Well, we're going to cut out the dead air, right?
Actually,
I tell you what, we cut this out. Up.
I showed up.
Yeah, but you didn't come from the link.
I was hoping that the Edge would show up tonight.
Yeah, what the hell is he doing?
I know. He didn't even
what
answer
is everyone
my text.
Doing? No one's doing anything. We should all be on here.
I know.
Send the link. Send the link to Don and send it to Missy.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. If Missy showed up, that would be great.
That would be amazing.
Oh, Melissa, you missed it. Burns, we tried to get on, but he may have the Rona and he's
got the Rona.
And he's isolated.
No way.
He's getting tested Monday morning, but he's isolated from his family.
No. That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I have the Rona, but it's drunk Rona.
Go to bed.
It's wine Rona.
With lime.
It's not Corona. It's wine Rona.
Wow. I need to go make another drink.
No, I don't need to make any more drinks over here.
I do.
Matt, this seems like it's become a weekend type thing for her.
I know. I can't help
weekend.
It. All we do is drink.
Weekday. Yeah. 11 o'clock on a Tuesday morning.
My boss was like, hey, it's 3 o'clock. Right
hey, Matt, drink. how about those little parties they do?
What was that?
Hold on. My cat's getting into something.
She heard it from down there. Up there in our room. And I heard it from down here. The cats definitely did something.
Matt, I know Matt's listening to part of those parties that Melissa and Brooke. And
we talked about that last
Dawn.
Week.
Yes.
It's a fucking nightmare.
It is a nightmare.
Did you hear about what happened last week? So
all
you,
I know is they got hammered.
You obviously didn't listen to the show from last week.
I was hanging out with a brother.
No, you didn't listen to the show that we recorded from.
No, I have not yet. Not yet. No.
Thanks, by the way.
Yeah, I'll listen to it.
Well, he wasn't on it. So why? He's got to hear himself.
But
yeah, so I've got to hear myself. Thank you, Matt. Tell him.
No, Melissa ended up sleeping on the bathroom floor.
What?
Yeah. It was a fucking disaster.
Hey, before she comes back. The funniest thing I remember out Melissa was sometimes she got
Melissa, you ended up sleeping on the bathroom floor.
I did not sleep on the bathroom floor. I took a nap.
No, Melissa got completely wasted 1 year.
Your
they're happy hours.
Is a bad influence on you.
Yes, yes, I know. She gets freaking hammered.
She gets hammered, yes. And then I wind up puking my guts out.
Yeah, remember Melissa's like,
what was the hangout where Melissa got completely drunk?
Oh, it was so bad, you guys, that my daughter was still awake and I was trying to calm her down. And apparently I didn't have my shirt on. I just had a bra on. She's like, why is mommy in here with a bra on telling me to calm down? And I was like, shut up and go to bed.
Yes. It was.
Yeah, that was it. Matt was not happy with me.
No, it was a nightmare. No, because, yeah, because Scarlett was still awake.
That one year, Melissa got completely hammered at the hotel, and all she wanted was fucking McDonald's French fries.
McDonald's fatty wants French fries. All right, I have to go pass out before hold on. My shirt off.
Oh, wait, yeah. I'm sending this to Missy and Dawn. Let's see if they show up.
Oh, Dawn's
birthday. It's Dawn's birthday.
It is.
Is that why? Oh, John never shows up.
John's out there harvesting deer.
Yeah. Well, Melissa was talking to Dawn today. She said he just goes down to the basement and stays down there all day in their new house. All right. Let's see if they show up.
Everyone's passed out, Maddie.
You think so?
It's 10:37. Oh, God. Do you know Misty?
All right, well, you need to go to bed.
Misty, I'm in bed.
Misty.
Misty.
I said Misty.
Do you know Misty?
Oh, you know Misty?
I said Misty. I said Misty. You bitch. Right. Y'all are bitches and hoes.
You know what? She's going to leave Zoom on and pass out.
Yeah.
This is on your podcast, too. Let's do another podcast where we did that. What did we do? That little DEM recorder. What is that called? That little DAT microphone?
Recorder. Yeah. DAT recorder, yeah.
We had the best time with that tailgate. Yeah.
That was fun.
Hey,
one of the most fun things that we ever did.
Guys, do you think it'd be a bad idea to bring up what we talked about earlier?
You ever need to know.
Nah, go ahead, Matt. She's open to it.
Oh, yeah.
What, no. Babe?
No, I was just talking about how you would rather watch Real Housewives than have some fun with your husband.
That's true.
See?
I love you so much. I love you so much, but at the middle of the afternoon in a quarantine, I just want to watch new New York Housewives.
Oh my God.
I told you guys. I told you.
Yeah.
It's
but
over.
You're so hot.
Yeah.
You're hot. I love you.
All right. Love you. Good night.
Oh, do you want me to hang up? We're not waiting for Dawn.
You said you're going to this. They're not coming. They're like you said, they're passed out.
All right. Well, Kyle, get a haircut.
Yes,
No. Grow that shit out.
It's probably going to grow forever now, but
I love you guys.
I like it.
Yep.
Right. Have fun.
Would you grow it out, Jason, if you could?
Yes.
Bring back the curly fro.
I grow out. Mine has a hole in the middle, and the sides are gone, so I might as well forget it.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Looks like you're growing your hair out, too.
Oh, cones?
Cones, yeah.
Me?
Yeah,
because I can't get a damn haircut.
Can't get a haircut.
Where the fuck am I supposed to get a haircut? I ain't letting my wife do it.
Happy Easter, guys. Love you.
Happy Easter.
Right, bye.
Jewish people are coming. I don't know what it means. I don't know.
Yeah, all right. Jewish people are coming. Hey, I watched that movie with freaking Adam Sandler. What's it called? The Gems.
Crazy Nights?
Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems.
How was it?
Did anybody see it?
No.
No. How was it?
Then forget it. I can't talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about it. It was very chaotic.
Was it better than Velocipaster?
Like you feel. Yes. You feel like you're.
Better than Thanksgiving.
You just feel like you're. It's an uneasy feeling the entire movie. Because he's such a mess.
Okay. So should we watch it or not?
Yeah. So I can talk to somebody about it.
All right, I'll watch it. Right. You got it, dude.
All right, good night. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, see you.
Bye, Melissa.
Love you. Love you, Melissa. Hey, Kyle, you haven't seen it yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen Uncut Gems. Last thing I saw was Bad Boys for Life.
I haven't seen that yet either.
It's good.
Is it?
It's good.
Was it?
Yeah.
All stuck in my head is I keep seeing that commercial with Martin Lawrence singing to the baby. Ain't no snicky. I don't know why, but that's stuck in my head.
Hey, Kyle, put them in order, best to worst.
I like the first one the best. You know, where the first one I saw at Matt's house.
Yeah,
first. Let's say the first one's probably the only one I actually remember.
We went to Blockbuster and got Crimson Tide and Bad Boys.
Which is the one with Scaglione? Is that the first one?
First one, yeah.
Yeah, she was so hot in that movie.
All right, the second one was the one with where it was supposed to be. Is he? Wait a minute. In the third one, is he still with what's his name's sister?
No,
Martin Lawrence's sister. No. What happened with that?
They just kind of wrote a real quick one line, and that was it.
Oh, okay.
Yo, that bitch died.
Matt Lowry.
Mike Lowry, because when I come, I come with the thunder.
Mike Lowry.
Hey, real quick, Kyle, you wanted to do another movie tournament, huh?
Yes, I did. I think you should.
We should
come up with a list and do it again.
All right. So how do you want to do it? Because we do
top 20.
We need to do a tournament since there's no tournament this year.
No,
how about top 20.
You need one other person or three other people. You need five or seven lists.
Okay.
And top 20 again. Do your 50 again.
Oh shit! That's a lot of work.
So hard to do. No, man. It's not. Top 50 is hard to do.
You did it last time.
You really know the difference between which movie you think is better at 47 or 48. Really?
Yeah. Last time we did one was 2013. Things changed.
I know, but why not make it top 20?
Because of everybody else's variety.
Right, but we're not all going to have the same top 20.
No.
Yeah. All right,
top 32 that we have 32 movies.
Okay.
Top 32 movies. You know what movie I was watching last night?
Or top 16.
If you follow me on Twitter, I was talking about it last night.
What are you watching?
I was watching a movie, and I was like, this is the best movie ever made. It is fucking entertaining from the fucking minute it starts to the minute.
Armageddon.
It's
Armageddon.
A minute. No.
Kyle, did you just say Armageddon?
Yes, I did.
Armageddon?
I said it too at the same fucking time. Really? Because it was on the other day.
You guys need to get a room. You guys are soulmates.
Fucking Armageddon. Every time that movie is on, I fucking watch it, and it's terrible.
No. This movie, I was watching this movie last night. I was like, this is pure entertainment from the minute it starts till the minute it ends.
What is it?
Back to the Future.
Yeah. Oh, Back to the Future is a great movie.
Yep.
I thought this might be the best movie.
Make your top 20?
Nope.
What?
Yeah. I think it makes my top 20.
Oh, it makes my top 20. It makes my top 10.
No.
I mean, that movie has
not
got
top 10, but top 20.
It's just fucking entertaining from the beginning to the end. And there's just so many fucking shit that happens, and it's just a great.
It's a good movie.
Look at this motherfucker.
Spielberg.
Are you fucking kidding me, Kat?
Good movie.
Yeah.
Is that the cat just walked in front of
me? Wait a minute.
Yes, it is.
I thought. No, it wasn't Spielberg. That was
Zemeckis.
Yeah, Zemeckis.
Spielberg produced it.
But still, it's a good movie.
Oh, it's a good movie. Don't get me wrong. I think it's an awesome movie, but it's not in my top 30. No way.
Name a movie that's more entertaining from beginning to end.
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas has fucking.
There's no slow moments in Goodfellas. You need to
There's not. That's a good choice.
If you want start to finish.
All right. Family movie. You can watch with the children.
Okay. Back to Future is a great family movie.
Great family movie. True. Probably the best family movie.
Even the parts with the incest with his mom.
The incest with his mom. All right. I gotta go make a drink.
Make a drink.
Go make a drink. We're not signing off yet, motherfucker.
You trying to quit? The time limit to quarantine, brother.
Yeah, I know. I got nothing but time.
I'll wait.
I gotta go make a drink.
Down the street or something. Just go upstairs.
I gotta go downstairs to get a drink. Come back.
Go.
I'll wait.
Just go.
We'll be here. Like, you're still out there.
Yeah. We'll be here waiting for one person to show up.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
You're still waiting for one person to answer.
Wait a little bit longer.
Just wait a little bit longer. Just a little bit.
I even texted the wife and said, hey, just come outside. She's like, nah, I'm good.
Nah, I'm good. I'm all set.
You want to talk about movies? My wife, I don't know what the fuck she got into.
What is it?
She watched all the Twilight movies.
Oh, really?
God.
Today and today.
I forgot about those movies.
I never saw how it ended. I've seen them all.
I didn't see the last one either.
I think I even saw the ending and don't remember how it ended.
They all blend together for me. You know what a movie that
it was sparkly.
I could watch the fucking Harry Potter movies because
I don't know what happened in those either.
Because each of those movies is like different enough that you could tell the one from the other. Not for you.
Like the first one feels like a kids movie.
The first one's a kids movie. A lot darker. And then the last movie is one of the darkest fucking movies I've ever seen in my life.
A lot of killing and there's killing.
It's just killing and depression. The last movie. I'm like, this is fucking dark, man.
I never liked those movies. I didn't dislike them. I just didn't get into them.
Yeah.
I saw the last one with you and your sister, I think.
Probably,
in the theater.
Yeah.
Well, did you sit there with your wands at the after the movie and go, shh?
Yeah, we pulled out our wands.
I was going to say, did Debbie try to get her to play the
No, wand? Melissa came too. It was me, you,
yes,
my sister, and Melissa.
Oh, it was a double date.
Yeah.
Double date?
Yeah. You guys aren't going to bed, are you?
JB, did she play with your wand?
No.
I bet you wanted her to.
I know. At my wedding, you tried.
I did try.
I've seen pics of Matt's sister. She's not that bad looking. Not Matt with a wig.
She looks like me with a wig.
Matt with a wig.
Dude, Cones has the hots for me.
Yeah, okay.
Kyle's kissed my sister, and so has Jason.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. Yep. This is fucked up,
like
man.
Middle school.
Hold on, which JB kissed her? The guy in the cutout, her, or the one
guy in the cutout
rotating?
Hey, Kyle.
Definitely the guy in the coat.
Kyle.
Yeah. All right, sitting on his ass.
All right, Kyle. I got a question for you.
Yes.
Without saying last names, who's the grossest girl you ever saw Jason kiss?
Oh.
Yeah, Missy in a fucking treehouse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That girl is a fucking freak now, too. She's like a swinger. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew what I was going for.
back in a treehouse, how fucking old were you?
God.
Who's the, excluding present girlfriends and whatever, who's the hottest girl you ever saw Jason kiss?
That one girl you brought back from Austin.
Tiffany.
Was it the stripper?
No. It was like she was I remember her blonde. Being just super skinny though.
Yep. Blonde.
And Tiffany, that's a slutty name.
She wasn't.
She
opposite of that. Yep.
But hold on. She came with you back from Austin
though. Yeah.
No, she came for me from California, and we moved to Austin together.
Oh, okay.
Was this before or after the stripper?
Before, right?
After and
after.
Before.
After and
before. Maybe the stripper?
Yeah.
That was before, and then I reconnected later. Remember, she came to stay with us for a couple weeks.
Yeah, JB came back. He came back from the Air Force with a stripper and her stripper friend. And the first night they were there, Kyle slept with their friend.
Yeah, her friend. Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
I still to this day can't wrap my head around.
Kyle's that guy. Everybody's group of friends has that guy. Kyle is your that guy.
Yeah. Yes. No.
Or it might be the jungle.
No,
it wasn't.
The uncle.
Nunky.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never met him.
Oh, you know Kyle's alter ego is Jeffrey Elephant Cock.
Yeah.
I don't know how we came up with that name, Jeffrey Elephant Cock, but
it's because my dad's. I told you last week.
The drawer. I don't know how the Jeffrey part came in, but
there's that elephant in there.
But I still to this day don't know how Nick got that one really, really hot chick.
Oh, I remember that girl.
Oh,
the one from
Bible
camp.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's just great. He still has him. It ruined him forever, didn't it, Jason?
It did.
Yeah. Well, Nick is now has a girl that he's been talking to on a regular basis.
Right. Like, the
yeah, you were telling us
all
about
the time.
We were trying to figure out who she was.
Yeah, no. What's her name? What's her
I
name?
Now
last name?
Have a name.
You do first and last.
No, just her first name is what Jessica.
All right.
No, Jamie.
That
Jamie.
Down to about
all right. You might be able to figure it out.
Okay.
Jamie. And she's a teacher from Fairfax.
We need more.
Spanish teacher from Fairfax. Look it up. Jamie, Spanish teacher.
Look up what?
Because you will. You'll get it.
Mrs. Brownie's daughter?
Jamie, okay. Spanish teacher from Fairfax.
Look it up on what? Like Facebook?
Spanish.
I don't remember. I don't know
it'd
where.
Be that hard to find.
Brooke found it out real fast.
Let's see what we got here.
Oh, Brooke found it real fast?
I don't remember her last name.
I got two hits.
What are the names?
I got a McLean High School teacher.
What's her name?
It's in Fairfax County.
What is her last
Jamie
name?
Jamie what?
Heath.
That's it.
Oh!
Really?
Wait, where'd you find it at? On Facebook?
It was the first Google search that came up.
I told you it was real easy for Brooke to find it.
Okay, but it doesn't have a picture.
Oh, man.
So we got to go to Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.
Okay, here we go.
There we go. Let's do a little sleuthing.
Do you think your brother would be mad if we came up there and did a white flash to him?
Yeah. Kyle, explain everybody what the white flash is.
We explained it so many times on the show.
Yeah, but do you think he'd be mad if we did that now?
Whoa.
Probably, yes.
Bunch of old men.
Kyle or Jason?
No shirts on.
Jason.
Oh, look at me. You put it in the background. That's it. I believe that's it.
Okay.
How did you do that?
Because, man, we're good.
Oh, I see.
Oh, she got kids and shit.
Mm-hmm.
She's all right.
Yeah. Well,
as long as Nick is happy, it's all that matters.
Who's this dude? We're going to whoop this dude's ass.
X.
I was going to say, that might be it's probably the baby's kid. Their baby dad.
Baby's kid? Yep.
Baby. Who's this guy? We whoop his
ass. That's a good movie. All
right.
Yeah, she's still got a bunch of pictures of dude up on her fucking Facebook page. Ain't
there? There's none of Coach Bailey.
Look at this shit.
Not yet.
Yeah, she's happily divorced.
Well, when was the picture taken? Come on, man. You
know, but
do Facebook a little bit better than that.
2014, but still.
Exactly.
Well, once you take this shit down, if you got divorced?
Maybe.
They're not completely yet.
Oh.
What?
Still
wait
working
minute,
on
wait a minute.
It.
Are they quarantined together?
I don't know about that. I just want to
separate. Rendezvous?
Separated.
Okay.
All right, well.
Well.
Good luck, Nick.
Yep.
We're such
creeps. Can your wife come out to play?
Yes, we are.
Fucking creeps, man.
Dude, the power of the internet, man.
It is. It really is. All right, so what do we want to do for next week's show?
Come up with something.
Oh,
everybody get their
Jason.
32 best movies. What?
Okay.
Who's not working this week? It's your job to come up with something.
I'm working all week. I'm working too. This week I'm working. Last week I was off.
Hey,
but
also
I'll be off enough days.
Here's what I was also thinking. Perfect time for our comedy thing would be Apocalypse.
Yeah, but how you gonna do a comedy? You just gonna do a comedy thing over the
just do 5 minutes,
dude. Mm-hmm. I have not prepared 5 minutes.
You've got two weeks.
Turn like the monitor off. I can't see you guys.
I don't even know what topic I would start with.
It's going to be terrible.
Dude, the best way to do it.
I'll do it fine.
If something makes you laugh.
It'll be funny how terrible it is.
If something makes you laugh, like not like you're watching a fucking TV show, but something in real life makes you laugh, jot it down. Try and turn it into a bit.
I've had notes on my phone for the past probably 6 months about a couple things.
So I'm going to put together a group message for everybody who's going to be involved and say, hey, let's go. We got 2 weeks. Everybody needs a couple minutes. We'll do it on the Apocalypse. That'd be perfect time to do it, right?
I'm going to get Scotty for next week, too.
Tell Big Brown and, well.
I'll put everybody on it. I'll text everybody.
Burnsy.
Yeah.
Make sure Burnsy's okay.
Wait a minute. Is there any doubt that they're not going to slay? I mean, they're fucking hysterical. Yes.
Oh, yeah. They're going to kill us. We're going to be terrible compared to them.
They're going
to
murder us. So
but
can we make them go
Burnsy's kind of out of it right now, so we got to make sure he's okay.
It doesn't matter. That dude is funny. That dude could be dying and he's funny.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and then supposedly the jungle is recording his raps, and he's going to send them to me. And I'm going to
call the studio right now.
The same ones he did that we couldn't hear.
Yeah, and then I'll be able just to play him on the show.
Okay. All right,
he won't be here. So yeah,
I didn't listen to that show. Did you have to cut it out?
No.
Yeah. No. 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 I didn't cut it out, but you can't fucking hear it.
Okay.
I hear it. Wuhan. Wuhan.
Yeah, that's all I can hear. Wuhan. Or no, wasn't it Wuhan?
Yes, Wuhan. But he said Kellen was at his house this weekend, so they were going to record it and send it over to me. And he's got another rap where he said he just makes fun of us, that he's going to put some music and send to me. So, and then we got some other little surprises coming up, too.
Okay.
But, yeah. So, all right. Well, real quick before we go. Everybody, oh, Matt, you probably don't, but Jason, Kyle, you know, our friend Andy, he's got his own company, TD Farmhouse.
Yep.
He does some awesome stuff, man.
Yes, he does, man.
Really great stuff. If you like that old rustic barn.
He is freaking, his stuff's great stuff.
So if you like.
You should be an apprentice with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to. He's probably got, he's so much further ahead than I am.
Well, that's why you
paid attention in shop.
Yeah.
He takes very, very good. He gets really good wood and freaking turns it into some really nice mantles. And
I bet you know.
He's got mantles, shelves,
freaking doors. Shelves. Yeah, he does
I saw
really
the picture
shit.
Of the barnwood door. That was really cool.
Yeah, the barnwood door. All of his stuff is real old barnwood stuff. Shiplap. He's hooking me up with some shiplap. We're going to do my island. So if you're listening to this and you're into that stuff, check out tdfarmhouse.com or go to Facebook, search TD Farmhouse, and help Andy out. He's doing that full time now, and it's awesome stuff.
Can I put out a cheap plug?
Sure.
Okay.
For Padishaw, only one listening.
If you don't know, I do a podcast with Rick Snyder, formerly of the Washington Post. He works for 106.7 The Fan. It is about the Redskins. I know it's a very hard topic to discuss. And right now we're not doing shows because there's no sports. But if you want to check it out when Redskins season starts up again, it is called Seasons of Discontent. It is on iTunes. Check it out.
Yeah. Rick's been covering the Redskins for like 35 years at least.
Yeah, going on 35 years.
And he's
also,
got,
also a horse racing expert.
Yeah, exactly. And he's got some good skinny on some old Redskins stories.
Yeah, I'll give him a cheap plug. Go on Amazon and buy his book. It's the 100 Things Redskins Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die.
I have it. I have that book.
There's a good story in there about people banging up in the concourse or something, or in the seats at RFK. There's some funny stuff in there.
One day, Matt, I want to get the Jungle and Rick Snyder together and have them talk about history.
Okay.
Because he's a big history.
Well, you know, Rick's also a tour guide.
In D.C. He's a D.C. tour guide, so he takes everybody to, like, Ford Theater and all that stuff, too, and he's an expert on.
Yeah, his expertise is, the old podcast, the Burgundy and Gold Hour, we were sponsored by a restaurant in D.C. called Bobby Vance. It's not that far from the White House. And literally, man, riding down to go, you know, we actually recorded a show from there. Riding down with him, man, it was just like, and this happened there, and this happened there. Oh, and this person lived here, and this person died there. Like, it was incredible the amount of knowledge he has. And he also does specialty tours of, like, the John Wilkes Booth, Abraham Lincoln assassination. He does, like, the whole – they wanted to do the whole tour from Ford's Theater all the way down. Believe it or not, like, it ended down here where I live. So they were going to do – they were going to walk and drive the whole tour, but – it never came to fruition, but he knows a lot of stuff. And if follow him on Twitter too, he's been giving out some pretty good Redskins stories from the past.
I did see that picture of him from like a long time ago when he was a young reporter.
Mm-hmm. And I've known him shit my whole life.
Yeah, he was his wife babysat you or something, right?
No, his mother-in-law babysat me, and I grew up with both of his children. So, I mean, yeah, we've known each other for a long time. But, yeah, we talk Redskins, Nats, Caps, you know, all the DC shit, plus what's going on worldwide.
Dude, when was the last time we did three episodes in a row in 3 weeks?
10 years ago?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be at least...
At
least, yeah, that. It was a while ago. Yeah.
All right, I'm just waiting for the song to download to end the show with.
All right.
I don't know why this internet's.
Oh, also, if anybody wants a picture taken on their front porch, not you, Kyle, because we're not coming to Florida.
Why not?
For the quarantine picture, for us to come by, take a picture of you in front porch. It's free. Brooke does the editing, and she'll send you the pictures. And, you know, I think it's called Front Porch Project or Project Front Porch.
So wait a minute. This
something
is
like that. Thing. Front Porch Project Virginia or something like that.
You're giving out somebody else's plug.
It's actually right a world. Right. It's a worldwide thing. There's photographers everywhere, so you can find somebody to do it. But in your area, if you're not close to us, but
okay.
Come take your pictures and send you some pictures. You can dress up, do some crazy stuff. We had some people putting on masks and all kinds of dumb stuff. But
it's great plug, Jamie.
Yes.
Man, I can feel the business coming in.
Yeah. You're
all right. You hear that? That was the ching of the registers.
We were in this neighborhood today. Whitest of white neighborhoods you could think of.
Had to be in Loudoun County.
Hey, if anybody's around tomorrow during Easter and wants to do another episode, let me know. We need some content for the Patreon page.
I want to hear about the white people.
Oh, all hot wives too.
Is the Patreon still up?
Yeah. Wow. It is. Yep.
Is there any new content?
No, there's not. That's why I'm saying we need to create some.
You know, I don't even know. I guess my dollar gets deducted every month. I don't know.
There's like two or three people still give us money every month. I don't know. I'd really like to get that back running and going again. So if anyone wants to create some extra content.
You mean people are still giving dollars? They don't even know. Probably don't even know.
No. So I would love to put some content up there.
Hey, at least give shout outs to those people. Who are the people?
I don't know.
You don't even know who they are?
No.
You get $3.
It's probably me, Kyle, and Melissa. No, actually, Kyle's canceled his dollar, so I don't even know.
I think I canceled mine because I'm looking at my bank.
I need that dollar.
Yeah. But if we put content up, maybe people will come back. Nah, give us a dollar.
Let's
maybe
do the bad movie reviews again.
So I'm gonna put the ham in the oven. He's got to cook for like 2 hours tomorrow. Maybe come down and record an episode to put up there. Where we just talk about casting couch for an hour.
Nice.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week for sure.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right, man.
All right, y'all.
Peace.
All right. Gunsmoke.
This week on Yankee and the Brave. Back at it like a crack addict. Mr. Black Magic. Crack a bitch back. Power crack a craft magic. Big daddy smoking big. No flapping wave runner, I'm a gunner, I'm a head your block hot as a sauna all summer. And I put that on Osama and my motherfucking mama. I'ma terrorize the actors playing like they want some drama. I'ma chop them with a chopper till I motherfucking drop.
Stack attic or Mac with the blackest fabric. I'm back, I'm magically racking it. That's when I duck it, rat it, that tax. I'm running the truck over sucker shit. Matter of fact, it's the acid, even the crack.